Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Tuesday morning. We talked yesterday about the state of college football and what the Power 5 conferences are planning to do in regards to the upcoming fall sports season. If you remember, the Big Ten was one of those that was leading the way and saying that they should postpone football until the spring. According to ESPN this morning, the Big Ten is expected to make another decision on its college football season today. The college presidents are expected to meet at 10:30 a.m., and although they're considering to become the first Power 5 conference to postpone fall sports, it sounds like the majority of their athletic directors aren't ready to pull the plug on the season just yet. Most likely option, it seems, is that they'll be pushing back the start of the season or postponing it until the spring. Although, according to ESPN, it's possible they wind up somewhere in between there. According to ESPN's multiple sources, they said that the majority of Big Ten presidents indicated that they would vote to postpone the football season, hopefully to the spring. But further conversations with their athletic directors Monday night might have changed that thought. So it looks like sometime, maybe this afternoon, we might have an idea of how the Power 5 conferences will go forward on the football season. Switching over now to some game action. Last night in the NBA in Orlando, the Indiana Pacers were defeated by the Miami Heat, falling to the Heat 114-92. In the MLB tonight, the Cincinnati Reds will be at home at Great American Ballpark taking on the Kansas City Royals. That game set for a first pitch at 6:40 tonight. And speaking of the Cincinnati Reds, there might be a possibility that we see some fans back at Great American Ballpark this season. It was announced yesterday that the Cincinnati Reds has submitted an official plan for the return of Reds fans this season. Major League Baseball, the state of Ohio, the city of Cincinnati, and Hamilton County. Now, both the city and county had approved the plans, but they had lots of conditions attached to them. MLB and the state of Ohio, though, have yet to respond to the plan. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1919, the Green Bay Packers Football Club was founded by George Calhoun and Curly Lambeau, and they named the team after the team's sponsor, the Indian Packing Company. And that does it for your sports update on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.